my daddy, and they used to worry him. And he made a prediction, he didn't know what it was, about the day would come. All flux, typhoid fever, chills. And he used to say, someday somebody's going to invent something and stop it. You know where it is, you're pretty close to it. The greatest invention.
That's right.
Even a man that could see ahead. But I'm telling you the truth. Of course, they had a thing they put over the, leave the food on the table, summertime. You can imagine. Some of them I've seen flies all over the house, and all over the table. And I've seen some they'd covered up, you know. It's sort of like mosquito netting, you know, and keep the flies off.
It's been healthy.
Some people, oh my God, the way people just live, they're cruel. No wonder, colitis, diphtheria, I can always tell when the kids died, choking to death. Hit them all. And it's medicine today, the average person today. You know, when I ask somebody to cuss a rocket, fellas, it makes me mad. If you, it's possible that you in the world today do the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, I'm poor as Joe Turkey. But these rich people, these foundations, in my book, I'm going to read the Robber Baron. Did you ever read that book? That old man, he says God put him here for a purpose to make this money and do something good for the human race.
The Vanderbilt and all of them.
That's right. Now, old Cornelius Vanderbilt. It's the man I'm named after, Bishop Robert Hargrove. Was Chancellor of Vanderbilt University when my father graduated. And old Vanderbilt was a regular dang old rape from all I read about. Now, Gal said, well, he met this good Christian, met this Southern girl. It didn't man never, she wouldn't marry him until he cut out his evil ways. And you know, Margo and that woman conned him out of that cut they committed loss. You know that? But you know those old fellas and all those things, well, the biggest pony of all of them, my book is Andrew Carnegie. And I never had much trouble. Oh, you know, cotton picking, now everybody down with chills. And then the other spring and on in the summer. And about the way that, now everybody, now the way, but, Oh, Lord, that's a lot of them were. They were not poor people, they were P-O-U-R. How was that? Poor. You know, them. But kind of like the Rockefellers, and coming back to John D. Rockefeller, said it's the same. Now, all those Robert Barons, that book is an innocent book, and it's, well, said it's true. But he says God put him on this earth for that purpose, and I believe it. But I don't like, I never did like nobody to be cussing the rocks out of my book, Nelson. But those people, that money. You know, they've got great, great granddaughters. Reading about one of them who's out here in California. She married a hippie, you know. And her biggest trouble in the world today is she's got a $25 million trust fund, and she says she wants to give it away. I think she's a damn fool. A nut. Her great-granddaddy made that. Now, when I was born, I was about 9 years old. And that's when my father and Dr. A.B. Price were partners. They were both MDs. And had drugstores. One drugstore was going, and had a Dr. Price's brother-in-law named Grimm, ran the drugstore. But if my daddy made a dollar, Dr. Price got half of it. He made a dollar, Papa got half. And the end of the year, in the drugstore,